The efforts to increase the number of Arkansas residents with college diplomas continue. Yesterday, the University of Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas Community College formally signed an agreement both institutions say will help students earn college degrees.
All right. Congratulations to you.
Signing papers isn't usually a spectator-heavy event, but yesterday afternoon, a room full of people on the University of Arkansas campus watched as officials with the U of A and Northwest Arkansas Community College signed a memorandum of understanding between the two schools. David Gearhart, the chancellor at the University of Arkansas, says the agreement allows a more streamlined process for students transferring from the two-year school in Benton County to the U of A.
We believe that whatever we can do to make the transfer process more attractive and to support the efforts of our students to earn a degree is something that we absolutely want to do. In the past, too many good students, excellent students, who wanted to attend this university have gone elsewhere due to the burdensome transfer requirements that cost them unnecessary time and expense.
Chancellor Gearhart says a cumbersome maze of transfer rules is a disservice to students, and yesterday's agreement will make transferring less onerous. The university has signed similar documents with other schools, including Fort Valley State University in Georgia, Crowder College in Missouri, and Northeastern State University in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Chancellor Gearhart says the partnership with Northwest Arkansas Community College is one of the most important, and the new agreement will allow students to work toward a degree on the Fayetteville campus before finishing an associate's degree at NWAC. Chancellor Gearhart says the work at the University of Arkansas can go both ways.
As long as students meet the necessary conditions, courses taken at the university will then transfer back to NWAC, allowing them to earn also their associate's degree. This is extremely important, we believe, for our university and is a win-win for everyone. This will expedite the transfer process between the University of Arkansas and NWAC and reinforce the student pipeline between the two institutions.
Officials with both schools say yesterday's adoption of the reverse transfer agreement is important because allowing students to work toward their associate degree and bachelor's degree at the same time can increase retention. They say earning an associate's degree can be a significant achievement on the path to earning a bachelor's degree. For a state with one of the lowest percentages of residents with a college degree, keeping students in classes until the diploma is earned can be important. Dr. Becky Panites, the president of Northwest Arkansas Community College, says the agreement has an accounting benefit for her school as well. Soon, performance funding requirements will apply to schools throughout the state.
Those are going to kick into place this year. A portion of our funding will be for performance, and one of them is college completion. So the reality was that if a student comes into us, they declare they want to get an associate degree, they leave before they get that associate degree and go to the university, they are actually counted against us because they said they were going to get a degree and they didn't get it. So if you look at just the reality of performance funding and completers, which is always something that we are struggling with, and also retention. You know, that's the goal that they want to achieve. And so I just think for many, many reasons, it's a very positive thing. And getting the data is a big deal in terms of who is that student and when can we give them that degree. And we'll do that now.
Chancellor David Gearhart says the clear message with the collaboration between the campuses is that the University of Arkansas wants NWAC students to know they're welcome a half hour south. Brandy Peters, a May graduate from Northwest Arkansas Community College and a current undergraduate nursing student at the U of A, says the agreement is exactly what many students like her are looking for. She says without her start at Northwest Arkansas Community College, she says she wouldn't be on her way to a Bachelor's of Science in nursing.
My husband gave me initiative, but what I got at NWAC made me get where I am today. I didn't even think I could go to U of A. I was not going to, actually, when I started going back to school. They encouraged me to further my career and degree and how important it was for the completion of each step. And that's what's going to get you where you need to get.
A native Texan, Brandy moved to Arkansas 5 years ago, says she plans to stay in the state after earning her BSN and possibly her master's degree. Dr. Panites with NWAC says that sort of story is common. She says 95% of the students at Northwest Arkansas Community College are from Northwest Arkansas, and 95% of those students plan to stay in the region. She says with a less obtrusive path to get from one school to the other, the number of people here with degrees should increase. Yesterday's agreement allows students with at least 24 hours at Northwest Arkansas Community College to earn their associate degree by completing 12 more hours of required courses at the U of A. The idea is that associate degree could be a big enough boost for some students to continue toward their next degree. The understanding signed yesterday also allows students in some disciplines not offered at Northwest Arkansas Community College, like architecture, to maintain a study schedule without falling behind the graduation timeline at the U of A. Dr. Panight says this is the first such agreement her school has signed with a four-year institution. Don't be surprised, she says, if other two-year schools in Arkansas consider similar accords. She says she discussed this agreement earlier this year with Shane Broadway, the interim director of the state's Department of Higher Education.
And about a model that the other two-year colleges could enter into in the state of Arkansas or out with their sister universities. And so I actually sent them a copy of the draft. So we think it could be a model going forward for the rest of the state. And how cool is that? Because we need to have more degree completers in the state of Arkansas.
Students wanting to qualify for the reverse credit program will have to keep at least a 2-point grade average and complete the state minimum core requirements. This is Ozarks at Large.